I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The rain was the big deal from Hurricane Francine. I'm Scoot on the air, and our continuing coverage continues. Very quickly, let me share this text with you. It says, hi, Scoot. Good morning. I am an Ochsner ER employee. We just had an EMS crew come in with the news that an energy fleet of trucks, repair trucks, is preparing to leave the parking lot near the corner of Causeway and Vets. Good news. So apparently the energy trucks are ready to head out there. We're still waiting to get official news from energy. Also, we're trying to get hold of somebody with CLECO for those of you who have lost power in the CLECO area. Keith Conley is the chief of police in Kenner, and he joins us on WWL. Keith, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Chief, you've had a lot of flooding in Kenner. Can you give us an update on the latest?
Well, the water has subsided. I just took a took a ride through the city of Kenner. Areas that 3 or 4 hours ago were impassable, the water has subsided now to where we can get a good idea of damage assessment. So the pumps are working. The pumps are drawing water out. It's just going to be a long process to finally get that final assessment.
Yeah, people had some water in homes in Kenner?
Absolutely. This storm pounded us. All the experts had told us to be prepared for a quick moving storm, that it was going to punch us and just move on. Well, this storm, from my calculation, stayed over us for about an hour and a half to 2 hours and dumped anywhere from 9 to 11 inches of rain on us in a short period of time and just overwhelmed the drainage system. As you know, the drainage system is managed and maintained by the parish. But I don't know of any system in the world that could have kept up with the rainfall we got.
No, as aggravated as we are with the pumps and the pumping stations, and we as a people think that they can take care of everything. No, it can't. And you cannot blame the pumping system for this. It just was totally overwhelmed. But you're right, Chief. I kind of got the impression that this storm, which was supposed to kind of blow through the area, was wobbling around and kind of wobbled around the area a little bit longer than I think we thought.
Yeah, and Scoot, the alarming thing was, we had about 76 assets, units out patrolling the city, just making sure everybody had the help they need. And the water rose so quickly that a lot of our officers had to seek high ground and get out and patrol on foot just to continue serving the community. So not only did it just sit on top of us, but due to the rainfall we've had in the past week or two and the ground saturation and the water having nowhere to go, if we understood when people called us panicking during the storm that they had everything from 3 inches to a foot of water in their house. We try to get to them as quick as we could after the storm passed. But, there was a lot of moving parts of this hurricane.
Yeah, and a lot of cars were just submerged instantly.
And I think that goes to the point where the water just rose so quickly. I've made 2 or 3 passes through the main streets. I don't want to get into residential neighborhoods because I certainly don't want to be pushing water into their homes. But the stalled cars throughout the city is very alarming because people just abandon the vehicles in the middle of the roadway. So Kenner's, got some cleanup to do, but we do ask that people not come sightsee. That, we will be policing the streets and we're going to do what we can to protect our citizens and our businesses to help them get back up on their feet. But we don't need, we have our traffic control signals are non-functioning. People, it's challenging for people to drive when they are functioning. So imagine what it is when they're dark.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
we need a little breather just to help our residents get up and we will, this whole area, we're pretty much storm proof and storm ready. So it's a resilient group, but we do have our work cut out for us.
Chief, are people behaving?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Our main calls, we've had a lot of, even during the storm, we had medical roles assisting our partners at Ochsner Hospital and EJ getting cardiac patients to the hospital who are having events, pregnant women that were having issues with their pregnancy. We still have our high water vehicles out there assisting and getting people the medical care and the medical help that came upon them with this storm.
All right, Chief Keith Connolly, thanks for being with us. Kenner, Chief of Police, I'm glad things are getting better in Kenner. And thanks for the work that you do. And please, Chief, stay safe out there.
Thank you. And look, I couldn't be prouder of the men and women of the Kenner Police Department.
That's awesome. And thanks to all of them for doing the job that they do. And thank you, Chief.
All right, thank you.
Okay, if you want to join us with a comment, if you want to share with us your experience or what you're experiencing now, I mean, look, the good news is that if you had water in Kenner, the water is subsiding. And over the last couple of hours, things have gotten a lot better, which is great news. I'm Scoot, and if you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Here's a text. Is I-55 and the spillway open? I haven't heard that they're closed. If anybody has any information on that, you want to call into the show or send us a text. Again, the Oakland Heart talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Can you give us a traffic report, road closures, please? You know, I don't know of any major areas that are closed, but I'm going to try and get an update on that. And if anybody has any information on that, please give us a call. Here's another text that says, power just restored in Broadmoor. You know, that's really good news. You may get the power back right away. There's no reason to think that this may last a week. You know, you might be a couple of days without power, but hopefully, these are minor situations, and hopefully energy and all the energy companies learned a lot after Ida, and they have things in place that it's going to make it easier for them to get the power back quicker. That's what we're hoping for. And again, still waiting for energy to give us an update. We've got a call into energy, and also we're trying to get hold of somebody with Clico. If you, again, want to share your thoughts with us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, it's 5:15 in the morning. Do you have a business? Are you getting up and ready to open your business? I'm assuming businesses are going to open up. So let's start talking about the businesses that are going to be open today, because, you know, people want to know. And because of what happened, people might need some stuff that they didn't need yesterday. So they need those things now, so we need to know what's open. So if you want to call us and tell us about your business being open, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to more of your calls here in just a moment. Coleman is our studio producer, and Cullen Steele is doing a great job producing the show. And I want to thank Steve Geller, who did a great job earlier. I think Steve is taking a nap. And yes, we're all spending time here at WWL. I posted a video earlier walking around the halls just to give you a sense of what it's like behind the scenes here at WWL, showing you the dormitory room area. And without anybody taking it personally, I took the mattress, the air mattress, out of the dormitory room and brought it back to my office where I could sleep alone. No offense to anybody here. Again, if you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. Things are getting better, and that is great news. But Francine has been one hell of a storm for a lot of you. Yeah, well, this is one Francine you don't have to love. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a dark and stormy night. We're through it now. Francine is out of the New Orleans area. It's out of South Louisiana, moving into Mississippi. 45-mile-an-hour winds and a lot of rain. I want to talk to anybody who is going to have a business that's going to be opening, because a lot of people want to know about what's going to be open. You can call us or text us, and the Oaken Heart text line is 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, Sunbelt Rentals in New Orleans. In New Orleans, in the North Shore, Mandeville, Slidell. Let's see, Sunbelt Rentals in New Orleans. Okay, in the North Shore, Mandeville, Slidell area will be open if people need any type of chainsaws, construction equipment to help out. So they're going to be open. I want to let you know about that. Here is a text that says, okay, let me just update this. The causeway is closed. I'm assuming that that's going to be opening up pretty soon because the winds are 17 miles an hour. So at this point, as far as we know, the causeway is still closed. I'm getting a few calls about school closings. I thought that information was all out there. We've been so busy trying to get a hold of CLECO, so busy trying to get a hold of Energy, that I haven't gotten caught up on the school closings. But I'm assuming that the schools are going to be closed today. But we'll find out a little bit more about that. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir. I was going to let you know that I-55 from Ponchatoula, I'm headed south to the city, is wide open. It's good to go. There's a lot of law enforcement on the road, but it's open, and I'm getting on the spillway now, headed to the city, and it seems to be fine.
Okay, Stephen, I really appreciate that update. So I-55 from Ponchatoula and then the spillway, it appears to all be open, but again, the causeway is closed. Let's go to Kirk in Metairie. Hey, Kirk, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How y'all doing, man? Appreciate y'all sticking with us through the storm. I just want to let you know, my wife and I, my generator was down, so we hunkered down with my in-laws in Destrehan. I got to work in Waggaman this morning, so I got up early and I took me a ride. And from Destrehan, all the major thoroughfares are clear. Up 310 looks good. Spillway Bridge is open. I know I had heard earlier somebody had said that there was water on the interstate at Loyola and at Williams. I can confirm that is no longer the case. I went down Williams. Williams is clear. There are some stalled vehicles at Williams and Veterans, but Veterans is clear, so is Williams. Now, when you get down in the residential streets off of those main thoroughfares, there's a lot of deep standing water, and particularly in my neighborhood in Westgate. I know that canal came up on West Napoleon, so there's a lot of standing water in those neighborhoods, but it appears to me like all of the major thoroughfares look clear, at least all the way through Kenner and then into that western part of Metairie as far as Powell Boulevard.
All right, Kirk, thank you very much for that update. Let's go to Pat in Kenner. Hey, Pat, you're on WWL.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Scoot. Yeah, man, I just wanted to say, you know, this has been rough for everybody. We're talking about, you know, it being, you know, hard and all this stuff, but just wanted us all to keep in perspective, man. You know, our parents and grandparents were tough. You know, they dealt with this, and they dealt with this even back in the days where there was no electricity and no air conditioning.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, I wanted to say real quick, I know you got other calls. And you think about the big picture worldwide, man. They got people over in Ukraine who've been living without air, without light, without electricity for over a year now. Same thing with Gaza and in Israel. It's so, big picture, we really don't have anything to really complain about. It's uncomfortable. It's inconvenient. Yeah. I mean, we don't have missiles and bombs falling on us and, you know, holes blown in our walls and all. I mean, overall, we're blessed.
You know, Pat, you know, I've tried to convey that throughout the morning and even last night doing the show. Is as bad as it is, you know, it's not as bad as it could be. And I love that times like this can be a reality check for us. And I'm so glad you brought those things up, because there are a lot of human beings on this planet who are dealing with a lot worse than this. And, you know, when you talked about it being an inconvenience, you know, what other people are dealing with, it's not just an inconvenience. It's everyday life for them, and for this, for us, it's an inconvenience, and it's going to get better and be resolved.
Exactly.
All right, Pat, I really, really appreciate that. Here's a text that says, "Scoot, some poorly thought individual." There are a few of those out there. Tried to drive their pickup truck through the Canal Boulevard underpass and had to be rescued. Truck ended up completely submerged. Now, do you feel sorry for that person? I mean, honestly, I want to be a good human being, and I want to feel empathy for people like that, but I have a difficult time because it's known that that area floods. And even if that person had never been in that area, how many times do officials have to say, do not drive through water? Don't do it. And when people do it, it's really hard to feel sorry for them. I'm glad that person's okay. They've lost their truck. And so, you know, don't be stupid. I don't know what people are thinking when they do stuff like that. But that is one area of New Orleans that is always underwater. I mean, if somebody has a radiator overflow, that area floods. So it doesn't take much. And then we just had a hell of a lot of rain. And you see the water up ahead. What makes you think you're going to get through it? And I look, if this does not apply to you, if you drive a pickup truck, if you drive any kind of truck and this doesn't apply to you, don't take this personally. But it seems like there are people who drive trucks who think because they drive a truck, they're invincible. And that's simply not reality. Jennifer Cahill, spokesperson for CLECO, joins us on WWL. Jennifer, welcome. Do you have any good news for us?
Well, I have some news about what CLECO's efforts are right now.
Okay.
We have, statewide, we have about 36,000 customers without power, and I'd say about 19,000 of those are in the St. Tammany area. But we have set up 11 staging sites across the state. We have all of our materials and equipment ready to go. And we've assembled a team that includes all of our CLECO employees and nearly 2,000 additional line mechanics, tree trimmers, and damage assessors. So now that the conditions are safe, our workers are beginning to assess the damage by land and by air. And they're going to start working on clearing debris and restoring power to customers.
Jennifer, do you have any indication in terms of time, in terms of the severity of the outages? Can you assess whether or not some of them are less severe than others and that power might come back sooner rather than later?
Sure. I mean, again, the sun's just coming up and we're just starting to really work on those restoration efforts. And it looks like right now we have to clear a lot of damage and debris before we can really form those estimated restoration times. But our crews are working quickly and safely, and customers can visit our outage map, visit CLECO.com/stormcenter for the latest restoration information.
Okay, so CLECO customers who are without power need to know that CLECO's on top of this, and they're going to head out shortly and start working on these problems, and hopefully the energy comes back soon.
Sure, absolutely. And look, I think one of the more important things for our customers to know right now is that one of the most dangerous times is after a storm passes. So if you see a down power line, please make sure that you report that to CLECO and call 911. And please make sure that you're operating a generator safely, meaning operating it outdoors, following the manufacturer instructions. And all of those safety tips can also be found on CLECO.com or on our Facebook page.
Jennifer Cahill, thanks for being available. You know, I know it's bad news when the energy is out, but one thing that really frustrates customers who are without power is not knowing anything. And the idea that you know the power's out, you know who's missing power, and you've got the staging sites ready and the CLECO trucks are ready to get out there and start assessing this, it does bring relief to many of your customers.
Right. We appreciate that. And we appreciate our customers' patience. You know, oftentimes when our customers' power goes out, we know at the same time. We have smart meters set up for all of our customers around the state. So when the power goes out, we know immediately. But again, in speaking about Hurricane Francine, we have been preparing all week. We have all of our crews ready, additional contractors in the area, the staging site, the materials, and we're ready to start restoring power.
All right. Jennifer Cahill, spokesperson with CLECO. Thank you for the information for all of your customers.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Let's get back to some of your calls. Dale, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Scoot. I got on 55 in Hammond, and it's been clear all the way to LaPlace. It looks like there may be a state trooper not letting people off the interstate because 51 is flooded, but I came Spillway, everything was clear, and I just hit the 610 split, and everything's been good.
All right, you're breaking up just a little bit. Tell me, Dale, where you think the troopers are not letting people off?
At the LaPlace exit, exit 1 on 55, okay. Heading south.
Okay, so there might be some flooding in that area, but there are other exits to get off on.
That's correct. Okay. But it's been smooth sailing going into the city.
All right, Dale, be safe out there, and thank you very much for taking time to give us that update. Let's go to John. John, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
How are you this morning?
I'm good. Are you good. Okay?
Absolutely. Butch is, too. Butch is my brother. You know him very well.
Oh, Butch. Cool.
but anyway, we're Ready Power Generator Company. We're fully operational. Want to express to everybody, just if you are running portable generators, to please keep them a distance. That carbon monoxide is dangerous. But if anybody needs assistance, look us up on the web.
Okay, what's the company? What's the company again,
Ready
John?
Power.
Ready Power. Ready Power.
USA.com. Yes, sir.
Okay, ReadyPower.com?
ReadyPowerUSA.com.
USA.com. Okay, ReadyPowerUSA.com. And what area do you serve?
We go all the way from the Texas border all the way into Florida.
Okay, wow. So everybody in this area, you could serve that. So you have generators?
We do.
Okay.
The permitting process is a little bit. Look us up on the web. Follow our main office. If you're having any problems or anything, we'd be glad to come out and help.
All right, John. I appreciate that. Be safe and tell Butch I said hi. All right, ReadyPowerUSA.com. That's the website. Check it out. We're talking to a few people who are open for business and who are going to be open today. All right, Craig from Craig's Electrical has called in. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Scoop. How are you this morning?
I'm good. You guys are going to be open?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually heading in right now. So I live in Luling, so just coming across Highway 90, there's gas stations open. The last gas station you're going to hit before you get to Avondale is going to be the pit stop. That's actually one of my customers. I went out there this morning to go make sure his generator's up and running to that gas station. So I just talked to the owner. He'll be open until 6 o'clock. So if anybody needs gasoline, Boutique, all your gas stations, some of them are still on power, but the one that's going to be the last one before you get to Avondale is the pit stop. That one's opened up. It'll be open up at 6 o'clock. So they'll back up power. So we're actually headed in right now to, our shop, we got lots of phone calls. I talked to Tommy yesterday, so to keep homeowners safe after 8 o'clock today, we have CO monitors. We want to give out to one per household and no cost. No additional cost. It's free. They show up. We give them a CO monitor just to protect them because, some of the things with portable generators, people are running them. They don't have CO monitors in the home. Or if they don't have a CO monitor, if they don't have a home generator or backup generator, a portable, they can put the CO monitor in their home, and if your neighbor has a portable generator, there's a possibility of you get them putting carbon monoxide in your home as well.
So you could get carbon monoxide from a neighbor's generator.
That is correct. Yeah. So people don't think about that. They focus on themselves and put those horse blinders on and just worry about themselves, but they put others in harm's way without realizing. Especially if they put especially a lot of houses in Metairie and New Orleans area, you might have 5 foot or 10 feet between you and your neighbor, and you put a portable generator between you and your neighbor, and your neighbor has a window open because it's going to warm up in a few hours, and that carbon monoxide from the generator exhaust can get into your neighbor's home as well.
So Craig's Electrical offering free CO monitor. And you know that gas is invisible, and you don't know. And then people are gone because of it. It's devastating.
Yeah, I mean, even like Hurricane Ida, the deaths for Hurricane Ida weren't from the hurricane. It was from portable generators and then properly installed backup whole home generators, So that's where the deaths came in.
You guys are the experts. So where can they go to get the free CO monitors?
So it's going to be 1322 24th Street. That's in Kenner. That's going to be off of Bainbridge. Wait till at least 8 o'clock because we're actually coming in a little bit earlier today, so we can get our guys on the road. We're just kind of doing a run-through right now, just assessing the roads, and everything's clear pretty much. Last night there was that whole road was all underwater. I was looking at it from my camera from my shop, and the water's receded. So, just be careful driving around. They probably do have water, lower-lying areas, So,
okay.
You can't see the road. Don't drive through it. I mean, you can't tell the distance between, the canal or a ditch and the road. I mean, even with 4 or 5 inches of water, it's hard to tell, especially at night.
Okay, Craig's Electrical, 1322 24th Street in Kenner.
Yes, sir.
All right, Craig, thanks for the information. Thanks for what you do. And look, those CO monitors can be a life-saving device, and you're giving them out free. That's a great thing. And if anybody needs any help with the generator stuff or electrical stuff, Craig's Electrical is going to be open, and they'll help you out. Stay safe, Craig, and thanks for the information.
Thank you, Scoop. You guys be safe. We appreciate everything you guys are doing, staying up late, coming in early.
Thank you, Craig. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll come back with more of your comments. We're continuing with our coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Francine, which is out of the New Orleans area. And the National Weather Service told me just a little while ago that we should see sunshine by mid-morning. And the weather's going to be pleasant enough to where even if you're without power, it's not going to be as miserable as it has been in the past, where it's, 80, 85 at night and humid. I mean, who can sleep in those conditions? But that's not the case. It's 73 right now, and the weather's going to be pleasant at night. It's going to take a little longer for it to warm up. But, it's going to warm up during the day. And those of you who are without power, it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. But it's not going to be as bad as it has been. And hopefully you get your power back right away. Still waiting to hear from Energy, but at least we heard from Clico, and they're ready to go. They're ready to roll. And we did hear about some Energy trucks hitting the road. I'm Scoot. We'll continue with our coverage of the aftermath of Francine on WWL.
Is he talking about the one that last name is Daniels? Is Santana talking about Stormy Daniels in his song?
Yeah, I know this song causes a lot of you to think about Stormy Daniels, but it's really about stormy weather, and we've been through it here. I'm Scoot on the air, and I got a text here that says, I have to admit it's rather strange to hear Scoot's voice at 5:40 in the morning on WWL. Not an unprecedented experience, though. Thank you for going through this. Listen. Thanks for your comment. Look, this brings back memories for me for many years. I did a morning show and I was Scoot in the morning, and now I'm on in the afternoon from 1 to 4, and I just changed it to Scoot on the air. So I appreciate those of you who join me every afternoon from 1 to 4. I'm going to get to some comments from my Facebook page. I did a brief video of the station. And so I've got a backstage, behind-the-scenes view of the station on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and I'll share some of those comments with you. Let's get back to a few of your calls. If you have a business and you're going to be open and you want to let us know about it, please do. But I'm assuming that businesses are going to be open, and if you need something, you're going to be able to go out and get it with few exceptions. And we're hearing a lot of people say that they travel from one place to another, and it's all wide open. Sam joins us on WWL. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Scoots. I've been following all the great coverage with all you all. I was down with my family and everything. Energy's no-show doesn't surprise me. Usually by this time, they're on the air a couple of three times with updates. And I've been listening since yesterday evening, and their no-shows doesn't surprise me.
Well, it's it surprises me. It's really it's a shame. You know, we're still trying to get energy on the air, and you know, this is a company that operates. This is a company that operates as a monopoly, and they have a responsibility to be in touch with us so we can give information to you, because there are a lot of energy customers who pay their bills on a regular basis, and all they want is an update. All they want is information, and the only information I have is from somebody who is a who works in Ochsner ER and said that they just had an EMS group come in and said that there are energy trucks at Causeway and Veterans, I think, that are about to leave the parking lot. But we need to hear from energy, and I hope we do soon, because all of you who are without power deserve that.
It's their usual arrogance, and everyone knows that we're going to have electric out, but just like updates or something. Speaking of, the main reason I'm calling, being 700 miles away, does anybody have any updates on Gretna? Relating to flooding or power outage, specifically the area around Stepney the Expressway. Also, if y'all get a hold of Mayor Constant or anyone on the council or Chief Lawson, unlike across the river, we have an awesome, awesome council. We have a wonderful mayor. They're all accessible, and they all, I mean, they try their hardest to get the slow-moving government wheels going.
Yeah.
And so if y'all get Mayor Constant or someone from the council or Chief Lawson on. Also, I noticed, more arrogance. With Ida, all the major phone companies allotted free data usage to all their customers. Haven't heard that either.
Yeah,
because I'd love to keep the streaming going on my limited data phone 700 miles away.
Yeah.
But again, wonderful coverage, Scoot. And
all right, Sam.
Appreciate all you all.
All right, listen, I can give you this information about the West Bank. As far as I know, things are good. We heard from Cynthia Lee Shang, Jefferson Parish president, and she said the West Bank was basically spared. So that's really great news. Let's go to Mitchell. And is it Lake Catherine? Mitchell, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, this is Mitch with Fort Pike Volunteer Fire Department out here in Lake Catherine. Just wanted to let you know the bridge is in good shape. The Chef Pass Bridge is in good shape. The Regulies Bridge, obviously, it's a brand new one. And we only have one low tree down on Highway 90 here. Other than that, we got 6 inches of water in Crazy Al's bar. I'm sure they'll be open by this evening. But
hey, 6 inches of water, that's not going to keep Al's closed very long, is it?
Not really at all. I've already been in there walking around. So all I got to do is throw some ice on a beer and we're good to go. But I just wanted to let everybody know that if they got a place out here at Lake Catherine that made a couple rounds and, you know, no big deal. We have one low tree down on the highway and that's it. Other than that, we missed a bullet.
Yeah, a lot of people did. And you know, even if you're without power, you might have missed the bullet, especially if you don't have water in your home and if there was no flooding. So in a lot of ways, a lot of people did okay. Mitch, I really appreciate that assessment. James is in Houma. James, good morning. Let us know what you see in Houma.
Good morning, Scoop. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We are without power the entire city of Houma. I just wanted to mention that. Also, I'm on my patio and I'm looking up. Now, we have some passing clouds, but without illumination in the neighborhood, I haven't seen so many stars in years.
Yeah.
And I fared better than my daughter in Thibodeau. My daughter in Thibodeau had roof damage and water in her house.
I'm sorry
so
to hear that.
I fared a lot better.
I am so sorry to hear that.
I just want to report it, sir.
You know, James, so often the area that you're in, the area that your daughter's in, you get really hit hard with these storms that hit the Louisiana coast because, well, there's just not much between the coast and you, and you're going to get the brunt of the storm. I hope the power is not out for long, and I'm glad you and your daughter are okay, so try and stay safe. Let's go to Kenner and Tunney. You're on WWL. I've got time for a quick comment, Tunney.
Good morning, Scoot. I just wanted to let you know, I thought it was really funny that they're saying, oh, and if you go to our website, you can see this. Well, if I had power, I'd love to go to your website, and it wouldn't give me any good anyway. And on the phones, you really can't get to very much right now.
Yeah. Well, are you doing okay?
Yeah, we're okay. On our street in Kenner, we don't have any standing water.
Good.
But good. I'm seeing everything all around us looks really bad.
Yeah. I know there were some areas of Canada that were really hard hit. Tony, stay safe. We're going to come back to wrap up. I think Tommy Tucker is coming up next, and he will continue the coverage. It's really basically his time slot anyway. But it has been fun. It's been fun being with you. I know this is not a fun time, but I'm glad that we could do the best we could to bring you the information. And, you know, we can't possibly know everything every minute that you want to know something. But, you know, we really need to hear from Energy, and they owe it to their customers, and I hope they can call in soon with that. All right. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Well, we went through another storm, and now it's cleaning up and picking up from the storm. You're going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. I think it's really sad that Mayor Cantrell was not able to join us with an update. And if the mayor...
Is he talking about the one that last name is Daniels? Is Santana talking about Stormy Daniels in his song?
Yeah, I know this song causes a lot of you to think about Stormy Daniels, but it's really about stormy weather, and we've been through it here. I'm Scoot on the air, and I got a text here that says, I have to admit, it's rather strange to hear Scoot's voice at 5:40 in the morning on WWL. Not an unprecedented experience, though. Thank you for going through this. Listen, thanks for your comment. Look, this brings back memories for me. For many years, I did a morning show, and I was Scoot in the morning, and now I'm on in the afternoon from 1 to 4, and I just changed it to Scoot on the air. So I appreciate those of you who join me every afternoon from 1 to 4. I'm going to get to some comments from my Facebook page. I did a brief video of the station. And so I've got a backstage, behind-the-scenes view of the station on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and I'll share some of those comments with you. Let's get back to a few of your calls. If you have a business and you're going to be open and you want to let us know about it, please do. But I'm assuming that businesses are going to be open, and if you need something, you're going to be able to go out and get it with few exceptions. And we're hearing a lot of people say that they travel from one place to another, and it's all wide open. Sam joins us on WWL. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Scoots. I've been following all the great coverage with all you all. I was saying with my family and everything, briefly, Energy's no-show doesn't surprise me. Usually by this time, they're on the air a couple of three times with updates. And I've been listening since yesterday evening, and their no-shows doesn't surprise me.
Well, it surprises me. It's a shame. You know, we're still trying to get Energy on the air, and you know, this is a company that operates. This is a company that operates as a monopoly, and they have a responsibility to be in touch with us so we can give information to you, because there are a lot of Energy customers who pay their bills on a regular basis, and all they want is an update. All they want is information, and the only information I have is from somebody who is a who works in Ochsner ER, and said that they just had an EMS group come in and said that there are Energy trucks at Causeway and Veterans, I think, that are about to leave the parking lot. But we need to hear from Energy, and I hope we do soon, because all of you who are without power deserve that.
It's their usual arrogance, and everyone knows that we're going to have electric out, but just like updates or something. Speaking of, the main reason I'm calling, being 700 miles away, does anybody have any updates on Gretna? Relating to flooding or power outage, specifically the area around Stepney Expressway. Also, if y'all get a hold of Mayor Constant or anyone on the council or Chief Lawson. Unlike across the river, we have an awesome, awesome council. We have a wonderful mayor. They're all accessible, and they all, I mean, they try their hardest to get the slow-moving government wheels going.
Yeah.
And so if y'all get Mayor Constant or someone from the council or Chief Lawson on. Also, I noticed, again, more arrogance, after, with Ida, all the major phone companies allotted free data usage to all their customers. Haven't heard that either.
Yeah,
because I'd love to keep the streaming going on my limited data phone 700 miles away.
Yeah.
But again, wonderful coverage, Scoot. And,
all right, Sam.
Appreciate all you all.
All right, listen, I can give you this information about the West Bank. As far as I know, things are good. We heard from Cynthia Lee Zhang, Jefferson Parish president, and she said the West Bank was basically spared. So that's really great news. Let's go to Mitchell in is it Lake Catherine? Mitchell, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, this is Mitch with Fort Pike Volunteer Fire Department out here in Lake Catherine. Just wanted to let you know the bridge is in good shape. The Chef Pass Bridge is in good shape. The Regulies Bridge, obviously, it's a brand new one. And we only have one low tree down on Highway 90 here. Other than that, we got 6 inches of water in Crazy Al's bar. I'm sure they'll be open by this evening. But
hey, 6 inches of water, that's not going to keep Al's closed very long, is it?
Not really at all. I've already been in there walking around, so all I got to do is throw some ice on a beer and we're good to go. But I just wanted to let everybody know that if they got a place out here at Lake Catherine that made a couple rounds and, you know, no big deal. We have one low tree down on the highway and that's it. Other than that, we missed a bullet.
Yeah, a lot of people did. And you know, even if you're without power, you might have missed the bullet, especially if you don't have water in your home and if there was no flooding. So in a lot of ways, a lot of people did okay. Mitch, I really appreciate that assessment. James is in Houma. James, good morning. Let us know what you see in Houma.
Good morning, Scoop. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We are without power the entire city of Houma. I just wanted to mention that. Also, I'm on my patio and I'm looking up. Now, we have some passing clouds, but without illumination in the neighborhood, I haven't seen so many stars in years.
Yeah.
And I fared better than my daughter in Thibodeau. My daughter in Thibodeau had roof damage and water in her house.
I'm sorry
so
to hear that.
I fared a lot better.
I am so sorry to hear that.
I just want to report it, sir.
You know, James, so often the area that you're in, the area that your daughter's in, you get really hit hard with these storms that hit the Louisiana coast because, well, there's just not much between the coast and you, and you're going to get the brunt of the storm. I hope the power is not out for long, and I'm glad you and your daughter are okay, so try and stay safe. Let's go to Kenner and Tunney. You're on WWL. I've got time for a quick comment, Tunney.
Good morning, Scoot. I just wanted to let you know, I thought it was really funny that they're saying, and if you go to our website, you can see this. Well, if I had power, I'd love to go to your website, and it wouldn't be anyway. And on the phones, you really can't get to very much right now.
Yeah. Well, are you doing okay?
Yeah, we're okay. On our street in Kenner, we don't have any standing water.
Good.
But
good.
I'm seeing everything all around us looks really bad.
Yeah, I know. There were some areas of Canada that were really hard hit. Tony, stay safe. We're going to come back to wrap up. I think Tommy Tucker is coming up next, and he will continue the coverage. It's really basically his time slot anyway. But it has been fun. It's been fun being with you. I know this is not a fun time, but I'm glad that we could do the best we could to bring you the information. And, you know, we can't possibly know everything every minute that you want to know something, but you know, we really need to hear from Energy, and they owe it to their customers, and I hope they can call in soon with that. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Well, we went through another storm, and now it's cleaning up and picking up from the storm. You're going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. I think it's really sad that Mayor Cantrell was not able to join us with an update. And if the mayor holds grudges because of honesty about her performance in office at a time when there's an emergency, I think that's really, really very, very sad. Look, so many people to thank. Our operations director and brand manager, Diane Newman, Coleman studio producer, Cullen Steele show producer, Steve Geller, Jordan Fiegel, news department, Ian Ozan, Chris Miller, Joe Cardosi, Courtney P., our brand manager, market manager, Dan Barron was with us supporting all of us. So thanks to all of you. And by the way, when we say dodged a bullet, somebody wanted to know if that was a Trump reference. No, we're not bringing politics into any of this. I'm Scoot on the Air, and our coverage continues with Tommy Tucker on WWL.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.